Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Sister Jada Presents, where we are intentional, inspirational, and impactful. And over the next month, we will be spotlighting individuals, organizations, and ministries who wholeheartedly serve individuals and community across the globe for the glory of the Lord. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, and his workmanship is his artistry, his craft, his design, his masterpieces. So we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." And that's exactly what God is using his guests today, what they are doing. And again, the theme for this month is glorifying God through serving. And we are excited about the exclusive interview today. It's been a while since we've had guests on the broadcast, and there's no better way to kick off a new season with the guests we have today. They are a powerful couple, Benny and Pamela Keller, and they are originally from Birmingham, Alabama. They've been married for 26 years and in ministry for 25. Benny served as pastor at the Firstborn Church of Calcasieu, Alabama. They later joined Eternal Life Christian Center of Birmingham, Alabama, with pastors Waldo and Sheila Provo, serving hundreds of homeless and others in the community with both food and other physical needs while loving them, building relationships, and teaching God's word. And after several years of service, God spoke to Benny and Pam and instructed them to move to Nashville, Tennessee to feed God's sheep, and that was in 2012. They continued partnering and starting Eternal Life Christian Center in Nashville, Tennessee, a ministry helping the needy and the homeless. And in 2019, they became a nonprofit to help more people. So today, we are so excited, and we welcome Pastor Benny Keller and Minister Pam Keller to the broadcast. Welcome. Welcome.
Good morning.
Well, thank you both for accepting the invitation to be on the broadcast.
We thank you for inviting us.
Amen.
You're welcome. And we know that the homeless population is unbelievably huge. You know, I was doing a little research, and the highest is in California, and the least is in Wyoming. And even though Tennessee doesn't have the highest population, they're still very, very visible in many areas in the downtown, around homeless shelters, under bridges. And I know y'all know, and for those who are in the Nashville area, you can drive through different locations and witness the different areas where they are. So first of all, thank God for you both for the passion and dedication that you have to do this ministry. And can y'all share with the listeners what inspired you to start this ministry?
Well, to be honest with you, what started us is that we was homeless ourselves, you know. And through that, God showed us, you know, and God brought us out. But, you know, through all that we went through, we had a chance to see what it was like, not, you know, just a taste, not a big part of it, but a taste of what it's like. So we got hard to help the people that in need.
I remember Sister Jada asking God, how will I, you know, tell people to hold on, you know, when you're going through and things, it looks dark and it looks scary. And of course, you're praying but to just hold on and know, and to trust God and know that he's going to see you through. And, you know, just before the end, that light at the end of the tunnel, you know, that's when it gets the roughest. That ride will get real tough, and you got to hold on and just know that God is with you and he has not left you, and that you're at the end and you're right there at your blessing, but just hold on. And so that's the thing, you know, I want to, we try to convince people and teach them to just hold on. Don't give up. God is with you, and he's going to bring you out. He's no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he'll do for another. And he did it for us, and we know that's what we're supposed to spread, his love, and help people a lot of times in their physical needs as well as their spiritual needs.
Really good. That's ministering to somebody right now. Yeah, to hold on. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And yeah. And because you all were experienced that, what are some of the stigmas that society have about people who are homeless or who go through homelessness?
Well, you know, a lot of people think that homeless people they don't want nothing. They don't want to be nothing. They just lazy. They're not trying, and that's not the case.
They choose to be homeless. Correct.
Yeah, you know, they choose to be homeless, but that's not the case. You know, a lot of people, even in modern society, you know, we realize that you could be just one check away from being homeless yourself. You know, we look at when you got a job and you're working from day to day and you're paying your bills, but what happens when you lose that job? What happens when that company shuts down and you don't have another job? You know, it quickly turns the other way, you know.
And a lot of times, you know, we don't think about that. I use the term never forget. Never forget, you know, when you were in that room or you couldn't sleep that night and you were worrying about that bill or if you were going to be able to pay your rent. And a lot of times, life happens.
You know, I had a good job, I worked for the government. I worked for the post office. My wife, she had a good job. And, you know, situations occurred, and my wife, she, you know, did her stuff. And, you know, I'll let my wife.
Well, God orchestrated that.
Right.
We were both working, and I had written down a list of things that I wanted in the job, and God had blessed me specifically with that. And years later, he told me to quit. And, of course, I'm saying, you know, God, this is the best job I've ever had. I don't want to quit. And he kept telling me to quit. And after being obedient for months, disobedient, God just kept telling me trust. And so I did. I finally released it. I let it go, and I quit. And then 3 days later, Benny came home, and he had been laid off from the post office. And so God had promised him 10 years, and it had been 10 years. And, of course, you know, we weren't counting. And there you were. And God, the only words God said was, trust me. And that seems like it's not a lot, but it's very powerful. Trust me, those two words. And, of course, you know, God doesn't give you lay out his plan and say, well, I'm going to have you to go through this 4 or 5 days, and then you're going to turn left. And he didn't give you all that. He just wants you to trust him because he's the great orchestrator. And that's what we did. And I'm going to tell you, we ate better when we were not working than we did when we was working. And so he did that thing. And he did just what he promised. And so he allowed us to go through those things, and we were homeless. Then I would say, yeah, it was 9 months. And we weren't on the streets and, you know, in a cardboard box, but we were homeless. And we were staying in a hotel. And, oh, God, we had to – it allowed us to see some things and go through some things and understand, okay, it's rough. It's not easy. But you got to put your trust in God. And from that point, there came the homeless ministry. And with ELCC in Birmingham, we began to make sandwiches. It's a group of us. I don't know, maybe eight or nine of us.
Yeah.
And we began making sandwiches and getting bottled water and going at the time in Birmingham, Alabama, up under bridges, which is a lot like a lot of places in many cities, just like mm-hmm. here in Nashville. And, you know, you see the devastation and the tents and sleeping on docks and trying to find shelter anywhere they could, and sitting and talking to them and listening and getting their stories. And they're very honest. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, had they been incarcerated or anything like that, they were honest to tell you, yeah, I did it. I was guilty. But God blessed me and turned my life around. And at the same time, being homeless, we learned that they were very appreciative.
Right. And I said sometimes that the people on the street embrace you more than the people on the in the church sometimes. Because, and what I mean by that is that, you know, the like she said, the people on the street, they're so appreciative to whatever happens, whatever you do. You know, a lot of times when we would go and pray with them, you know, they're asking for prayer for someone else, not
right,
them. And
right.
they're homeless.
Right.
You know, yeah. you would think they want the prayer, but no, they're praying for somebody else, somebody other than themselves, you know. And, you know, they're more selfless than we are sometimes.
Yeah. That's amazing. I really can hear the passion in y'all's voice. You know, it's like y'all so excited about what you do. What are the hardest or most, you know, heartbreak? Because you said, you know, you hear their stories and, you know, they tell you a little bit. What are some of the hardest and most heartbreaking experiences you've had while doing ministry, or some of the most heartbreaking stories that you've heard?
Well, one that come to mind for me is this guy came out of the military and he was homeless. You know, you think somebody that's been in the military, they wouldn't be homeless, but he was. He was homeless. He didn't have it. You know, he fell on hard times, and there he was. You know, there he was right there, you know, living on the street now, you know.
Wow.
And not knowing that he had benefits, you know. And as a church, we've helped several people. Like in Birmingham, this man, he was prior service. He didn't know he had benefits and rights, and he had been incarcerated, and he hadn't got out, but he still had benefits, and we helped him get a P.O. box so he could get mail and generate and make stuff happen. He was eventually able to get on to go to school, so
that's
go to
man.
Trade school. So, you know, stuff like that. When you hear those things, it's good.
I remember, I'm going to say one of the hardest things for me was I saw a young lady and she was pregnant and she was homeless and she was out. And they would get, a lot of them would gather together. They were gathering at this particular park. And I remember even going back time and time, she, even after she gave birth, she was still homeless. And a lot of times you find some of them will go to shelters, and, you know, you just can't judge. You think, okay. But a lot of times they say they feel comfortable together, sticking together. They watch out for one another. So whatever their reasons are, the point of it is not to judge, but to help and give them what they need. Some will take some things and some, you know, may not take others. They may, you know, I don't know. But you do what you can. And I think one of the rewarding was, it's a gentleman, his name was Eugene. And he was a big-time drug dealer at one point, and he had been incarcerated, and he was filled with tattoos and possibly, you know, what looked scary to individual at one point. Well, it's kind of common nowadays. But he was ministering, and it was an Easter Sunday. I'll never forget it. And we had set up a tent, and we was having a fish fry. And he began to minister. He was speaking to his brothers and sisters around us, and he was telling his story and how he wanted. He didn't have a great relationship with his mother, but he always kept in touch with his mom, even being incarcerated, and how even after getting out of jail and God had touched his life, and he began to minister to different individuals while being homeless. At the time he was telling his story, it being Easter Sunday, his telephone rang, and it was his mother.
Wow.
And he had to stop, and he begins to speak to his mother, and his mother told him that she had given her life to Christ that day and that she loved him. And he had not heard that from her in years. And so he came back after getting off the phone, and he was just crying and crying and saying and praising God because that was his mom. And she called him and said that she loved him. And most of all, she had given her life to Christ. So it was just a beautiful thing. You see a lot of things. It's a lot of heartache, and it's a lot of things that touch you and move your heart at the same time.
They tugged on your heart.
Right.
You know, seeing mothers, you know, unwedded mothers on the street homeless, you know, with a child, you know. And, you know, children don't understand like we do, but that's a hard thing for a mother or a father to be out on the street and can't provide shelter for that child. You know, that's a hard thing. And, you know, it's touching. But, you know, it's a good, it feels good to be able to help people like that.
It really does.
And, you know, and this young man that Eugene, that my wife was talking about, you know, like he said, he was a thug and he owned up to it, you know, but, you know, he paid his debt to society, and after paying his debt to society, he had no place to go. And he was just out on the street, you know, and to hear him every time that we got out there, it was refreshing that he still didn't give up.
Right.
And, you know, and then eventually he got a little spot, you know. Every time we saw him, he was doing a little bit better, you know. And eventually he had got him a spot and got him a job, you know. But, you know, and that's a success story. But there's so many out there that don't, you know, that fall in the cracks, that fall in the holes and died. Here in Tennessee, they have a celebration for the ones every year that pass. During the homeless, during the year of them being homeless, they have a gathering, and a lot of the companies or organizations that try to help the homeless come together and do a celebration of life for those that have passed, and it happens once a year here.
That's good. That's good. Well, I have another question. That's beautiful. And that last story was very rewarding about the young man who, you know, the success story. And I know that's rewarding. And with the winter months coming up, what type of assistance have you provided in the past, or what are some of the plans for the winter month that's coming up that the Lord put on your heart to do for the homeless?
Well, Jada, we in the past we gave out sleeping bags. You know, something simple as a sleeping bag is something great to someone that does not have clothes and shelter. So we gave out sleeping bags,
coats,
socks,
shoes.
So those are the things that we have done in the past
and continue to do,
you know. We just recently did a coat drive. We gave out several coats, but I think we're probably going to do that again this winter Then we just recently did shoes. So we try to meet them at every need, you know. That's our prayer, that we want to help them with what they're going to need, other than just food. You know, the word of God is great, but if someone is hungry, they can't hear the spiritual word because they got a physical need.
Right.
So we have to meet them at the physical need first and then be able to give them the word of God, the food that they for their spirit. So
that's
you first
right.
got to feed the body, and then you can feed the soul. So, you know, that's what we are working towards. And so that's what we're doing.
That's good. That's really good. That's really good. So for those who are listening, if they want to support or partner with you, how can they contact you? Or, you know, where would they go to get more information and support what you all do?
Well, Jada, we can be reached through our email. We have our email,
elcc.nash@gmail.com. It's the email address. And then the website is elcctn.com.
Okay.
And then
so
you can always call Pastor Keller at 615-839-7090.
Okay.
That's 615-839-7090.
Okay. All right. So are you all accepting donations, all these donations like sleeping bags and coats? Are you continuing to accept donations now?
All the time. We have
okay.
a storage unit. Yeah, we continue to do that. There's a constant need all the time. So that's something that we continue to do. And I would like to thank Chick-fil-A for helping us. Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's, whenever we feed, you know, they help us. So I just want to thank them as well because, hey, every bit counts, as well as Academy.
Yeah.
We give out, yeah, they give us a discount on the sleeping bags whenever we purchase. So I would like to thank them. But
oh,
anything
awesome.
That can be done is a blessing. So we appreciate it.
All right. And if anyone wanted to give a monetary donation, how would they do that?
They could Venmo us. The Venmo is Benny Keller Jr. Benny/Keller. And so they can Venmo us.
Okay. And you were saying something, Pastor Benny, before I interrupted?
No, I was just saying that's what we, you know, we do. We are really just humble. We do what we do because we love people and we love God, and we want to do what's pleasing to God, not anything above that, you know.
Also, we've partnered with a facility in Clarksville,
yes,
as well as downtown. So when we run across people. That's on drugs, that want to get clean, you know, of course, they ask them questions to make sure that they're serious, and they come and pick them up right then to assist in that. So that's another great thing. Instead of waiting, you know, they're going to change their mind or however. But, yeah, they go ahead and they pick them up right then. So that's another great tool. It's been God just has really put us around a lot of people. You can't do it alone. So he has surrounded us with a group of different people or ministries that were able to collaborate and serve the community.
Right. Safe Harbor in Aaron, Tennessee, really. but it's Clarksville. Safe Harbor is the name of the company. I mean, the place that we've partnership with, and they open their doors to anyone that you don't have to have money. You don't have to have clothes.
They provide
everything
for 6 months.
For 6 months, you know, and they provide they provide you. They take you through the courses, and they help you get a job and everything, help you get on your feet. So, you know, that's a great partnership we have with them. And
that's awesome.
And then the rescue shelter downtown, that we are working with them. They do a year to 2 years. You go in, and both of these organizations are doing this free of charge, you know. And both of them are very intense, and they are there to assist and bring you along, you know. So those are two avenues that we have that we are so proud to say that we are connected with that help out.
That is very, very awesome. Wow. A few minutes left. First of all, thank you again, because when I first asked y'all turned me down. Y'all said no. And I appreciate that because of the humility that you truly have. And I appreciate that because that really showed that you're just passionate about what y'all do. Y'all not trying to be in the spotlight. But it is so important. What you do is so important. And I really hope that people will support you in what you do. And also, if there's anyone who may be tuned in and who may be, who needs some encouragement in about a minute, just like you shared earlier, Pam, about holding on, in about a minute, can y'all share some encouraging words for those who may need to be encouraged on this call?
You know, we have a saying, no matter how it looks, no matter what it smells like, no
matter. Tastes like, sound like, you know, it's God. You got to hold on.
That's right.
And just trust and know that you're not alone. And I do want to say this, not only to those brothers and sisters that's going through to hold on, but so many of us that have. You know, yeah, we have, everybody go through trials and tribulations, but we have so much. We have so many clothes. We have so many themes that we can share. We can share something. And if nothing else, we can share a kind word. We can share a smile. We can share some positivity in their life. There's so much negative going on in the world. Pass it on. Pass it on. If it's nothing but keep your head up. Be strong. Hang in there. God loves you. And we constantly tell them that when we're feeding and praying. God loves you. Hang in there. You know, don't give up. And I constantly say never forget those times when you were in a dark place. You know, we pass people every day, all day long. Some people are sincere. Some people are not. You cannot judge everybody the same. You can't judge. So just ask God, be open and willing. Lord, you know, who am I supposed to help? What am I supposed to say to an individual? And let God lead you. And just do whatever you can to help someone, whether they're on the street homeless or your neighbor. If it's somebody that's in need, that, you know, make sure that they're okay. The kids in your community are okay. We're supposed to spread love. That's what God said.
And my thing, I tell people all the time, my prayer is, Lord, let you be seen in me. Let someone see you in me. And that's my prayer every day. I want God to be seen, not me. And if God is being seen, then that can reach a person and touch a person's heart. You know, you never know just by your presence, who life you will affect. And you want to affect it in a good way.
Well, we're all here for a purpose. And so just seek God for what that purpose is and love on each other, y'all. It's time to pull up and help others.
Amen. That's beautiful.
So, I thank God for the opportunity. I really
well,
do.
Thank you. I know the episode, it just ended at 12 because it automatically cut off. But this has been, there's still a lot of people that are tuned in. This has been very powerful. And I just thank y'all for coming on here and sharing and giving your testimony and sharing what you do in ministry. Thank you so much. I appreciate
thank you,
y'all.
Thank you. Your platform is so important, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pam. And we want to thank everyone for tuning in. You can go back and listen to this recording. It probably cut off just a little bit at the end, but it was very powerful. If you want to share with others, but go to blogtalkradio.com/SisterJada. And also, if there's anyone who's tuned in and you never received Christ into your heart, just remember, according to Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart was raised, you will be saved. So with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, we believe. And so I just want to encourage you that you could do that anytime. And also, remember, everyone, we have been blessed today, and I think with these final words, remember to be intentional, inspirational, and impactful. Thank you.
Amen.
The Kellers, a blessing. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was awesome. Thank y'all for joining us, the Kellers, for sharing. This was very awesome.
Amen. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. God bless y'all.
God bless you.